Did you ever notice how people ask you for your opinion about what's going on? They know you listen to The Dan York Show on News Talk 630 WPRO at 99.7 FM.
Hey, listen, by the way, we have another pair of passes to join us in the Brazier Society tent, VIP tent. The Dias team at Keller Williams Realty brings you this opportunity here on WPRO. This is this Saturday at Waterfire. I'll be there. Doing the mic thing and introducing some folks over the course of the evening at the jazz platform there in the financial district. And that's where the tent will be. It's going to be a great summer Waterfire night, and we'll give you an opportunity to join us sometime this afternoon before 4 o'clock. So be listening for that. We are a proud media sponsor of the 2009 Providence Waterfire season. 438-WPRO, toll-free, 1-800-321-WPRO. Email me at dan@630wpro.com. One of the creators of the great website Anchor Rising is in studio. Justin Katz is here. Mike, you're on WPRO and 99.7 FM. Hello.
Hi, Dan. How you doing, Justin?
Hi. Hey.
Listen, I want to compliment you on your efforts on this here website. You know, I'm just getting introduced to the computer here, and I'll tell you, I like to be informed. And I looked up before I called, and I scrolled down to the part with the Obama and the healthcare. But anyway, what I wanted to say was, getting back to a couple of days ago on Dan York Show, he was sort of looking how we can pursue excellence, you know, bring it out of us and bring it formative to people and share that with different people, and you know, be more informative. That's what I think I got from it, and I got it. Like I said, I compliment you on it, and I'm going to read it and see what I can get from it. But anyway, good luck with it, and I hope you can find some skidall out of it too.
Well, thanks. I would mention, though, if you wanted to take the opportunity, we do run submissions as engaged citizen posts. That's sort of an op-ed opportunity, as well as the comment sections. And the more participation we can get, the richer the discussion is.
Appreciate your call, Mike. 438-WPRO, toll-free, 1-800-321-WPRO. Email me at dan@630WPR.com. I'm honored by that call in the sense that it was only a couple of days ago that I came back. Was it Monday? Today's Wednesday, right? I came back. What was it? Oh, it was a golf clinic that Brad Faxon was running, and he was you know, chipping balls, you know, 40, 50 yards while having a microphone on, talking to the kids, and just doing it repetitively. And it was, you know, it's a career's worth of work built into that skill, and it caused me to think about excellence and the kind of excellence that I know is in the state. That I just absolutely know is in this state. But the more, though, excellent people that I talk to, the less I'm confident that excellence is a common goal. And I wonder, and I think Mike is right to say that you guys are an example of excellence in that you're all working for a living, but you've got this thing, and you're concerned about the country, the country, and this state, and you pull no punches, but in a very diplomatic and probably academic fashion, write extensively about what it is that you're seeing out there. That kind of contribution to the community, whether it's profitable or not for you, yet, is an excellence thing. You tell me, do you think Rhode Islanders want to be excellent? It's a question I'm asking a lot of people.
Well, I think,
are you a lifer here?
No, I'm a Jersey boy.
Did I ask you that before? I knew I looked at what
Once upon a time,
what
I think
exit?
In conversation. What exit? I forget. River Edge by Hackensack Paramus.
River Edge?
Mm-hmm.
Half my family's in New Milford, a half a mile up the road. River Edge?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was on
Route 4, Paramus Mall's down the left hand side.
It's right there at the crux of everything by the George Washington Bridge.
The diner is right there at the exit off Route 4.
Well, there's one at every exit off Route 4.
Well, the big Hackensack Diner is right there. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it's called. I didn't know you were a River Edge guy. All right. That makes a lot of sense. But anyway, do you think Rhode Islanders have a craving for excellence in general? Not only from themselves, but from their leadership, from the quality of life, all that kind of thing.
Well, I think there are multiple ways to define Rhode Islander. The visible Rhode Islander, meaning looking at more of the cliches about Rhode Island, the public sector worker and the welfare, social work social worker and recipient? Probably not. That whole mentality and worldview and approach to life doesn't seek after excellence, in my view. But what I'm finding as I get more involved in local issues in Tiverton and then in other towns around the state, there are people who are very successful and very good at what they do, and they're interested in applying that to civic matters.
Give an example.
Well, for example, the group that I'm involved with in Tiverton, Tiverton Citizens for Change, we got together because of shenanigans from the establishment at our financial town meeting. And there are various pockets of just people who had been active and were increasingly upset about the way things were run. And we came together. I had the blog, obviously, and then we had people who were very, very involved in the history of Tiverton. And we had a professional, Dave Nelson, our president, is a professional project manager for IBM. We have lawyers on staff and just people who, not staff, but in a group. And it brought together a group of people who are very knowledgeable, very intelligent, and very motivated when they set their sights on something. And what the opposition managed to do by stealing an FDM, as we say, was to galvanize us and pull us together. And that's in that respect, I think there are a lot of excellence and drive.
And you were able to do what with that mission?
Well,
I've seen on the website, I have watched simply because I do believe that as a controversy in a single community goes, so goes many of common ground issues in Rhode Island. I've kind of left the Tiverton Project to you simply because you've done such a great job of handling it. But when we talk about something that happens in North Providence or in Johnston or in Cranston, we do that not because we want to hone in on just it. We want to have it as a living, breathing example of what could happen anywhere in town. So what happened in Tiverton that you guys were able to harness, fix, and or have impact on?
Well, obviously it's a long-term project, but right out of the box, after a few months, we did have a significant effect on local the local elections. One of our members became the biggest vote getter on the school committee, and we also worked to control the budget at the last financial town meeting, and were able to stamp that down without tax increases. Again, it's a long term project, but those little things. And I think the biggest thing is just when we're in attendance at a local meeting. Words are more protected, and votes that might have been a sure thing become a bit closer. I'm sure you've gone to school committee meetings where the union is out in force, and it's just you can't blame that person who's just trying to participate in the local politics for the benefit of their town. You can't blame them for caving when they're under that kind of a pressure. But when you start to...
Sure, I can.
Well, I mean, you can, but on a political level, you can.
I understand the human condition you're talking about, the pressure that people feel. But if you don't run with a vision and a principle, and a confidence that there's a constituency past the 200 that are yelling at you at a given time, then you shouldn't be doing it.
Right. Well, that's a given. But a lot of towns in Rhode Island up until recently. Elections, if you were the seventh person, you got on, or people who just wanted to get involved said, "Hey, I'll run for school committee," and got on because whatever they did was enough to get them over the threshold. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily want to blame people who get involved, but what I'm speaking to is that there's a responsibility among the voters and the residents to get out there and to be present. And when, even in just small numbers, what I'm finding is if we are in Tiverton, if we're present at a meeting where there's an important vote, we can provide a face for that constituency that's out there and that they know is out there because we've gotten people elected and so forth.
Right. So that's an example of what you see as a form of excellence on the part of community coming together or people who are concerned about their community mm-hmm. coming together. But you raise something which I think is interesting, and it has been my critique of some of these larger, and I say that in quotes, activist groups. For instance, tomorrow we have the Rhode Island statewide coalition head, Harry Staley, coming in to talk to us about what it is that they're doing. And then there's the Ocean State Policy Institute. And there are other types of organizations that are trying to have an impact on the quality of life of the state of Rhode Island, and yet, with all due respect, I believe that while they're working hard on the ground and through the net and all sorts of places, there's still white noise in terms of real impact. And I wonder if your example in Tiverton, in terms of like finding one big problem, you know, the held hostage financial town meeting, if you will, and saying, you know what, we're going to fix that aspect of how this town runs in terms of how we make our financial decisions. Do you agree with me, and feel free to disagree, do you agree with me that these activist groups need a win? For instance, the Tea Party group, you participated in the rally, at the original rally. I don't know if you were at the second one, but the big one, you know, where there were 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people and got a lot of attention and kind of upset the apple cart and surprised everybody with the turnout. They're now out there still, you know, they have a win at the 4th of July parade. That was an accident, but sometimes you get a good bad break or a bad good break. My long-winded question, admittedly, is don't you think that these groups need to get something that they need to do? In fact, you know what? Now that I think on it, you disagree with me on this because you wrote about it, didn't you?
You're talking about regionalization.
No. They have to find something to work on to show substantial change and win it, because action begets action. This macro attention, this generalization of taxation is a problem, and this, they've got to find something to pick and win so that the rest of the world can see that change is possible and it begets change. In other words, pick a damn issue, win it, and keep going.
Oh.
You know, I didn't set them up. I as I was asking the question, as long-winded as it was, I remember that you wrote that you disagreed with me on this. Didn't you?
I believe I did.
All right. Well, it's nice to have you. Come back. In fact, you know, I got a break. We'll come back and let you collect your thoughts on that. The humidity must be getting to me. I got to be a little bit more efficient with my expression of question. And I'll hone it down, and then we'll have a food fight. When we come back with Justin Katz from Anchor Rising, a must view, a must hit, a must, what is it? Not a hit, a page screen. What's the term? What is it?
Visit.
A must visit at anchorrising.com. Right back with you.